Works and faith. I consider myself a man of much faith in God, being that He helps me. Come, Holy Spirit, Jesus is Lord, yet forsaking works, making money, general kind of doing something to achieve results. I'm not saying I'm lazy, but I should probably discuss the money matter. So it's for me personally, I have not put my faith behind me, but I'm focusing on ways to make money. I'm considering myself with a job, a part-time job, an entrepreneur. Got a few things up for sale on Facebook. I was one to really, as a spiritual person, be held back by the ethics of making money, but you've got to be ruthless, really. As of yesterday, I earned tenner from a garden job. I wasted it on KFC and a pint of ale. When now I'm delighting, and my writing's helping me in taking money to the bank. I wrote down the bank opening hours at Lloyds, which is, if I got this right, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. I believe on Tuesday it's closed. Now, let me just check. Got a lovely bureau for writing. The open pages in a locked in a closed bureau are very much like a prayer, commanded by Jesus to go in a locked room. Tuesday and the weekend it's closed, but every working day, Monday to Friday, bar Tuesday, you're at 9 o'clock till 3:30 for my bank, and I'm gonna joy in taking whatever money I've got and putting it in the bank, which is what I should have done yesterday. But I'm taking things more seriously now since paying that last shop bill. Yeah, I've got a ticket at the corner shop around £400. It's seen me blighted. There's no point tithing, giving, looking to reciprocate money if you can't look after it in a basic sense. So let's not shy away from cash, guys. Let's not shy away from stacking. Even as the gangsters would openly promote, we need to kind of get on with it and keep our larders filled up with fuel, buttermilk and the basics, a land of milk and honey. I come in the presence of Almighty God recording this podcast because my initial fear was that I'd become money obsessed, but I need to become a natural at making it. My stewardship for me is, it's about lending and not borrowing. It's about being able to reach out with faith in works to someone who's needy. But at the moment, that needy person's me. And it's a great delight being shod for the day. I woke up, an old school friend, well, a good lady in the year above me. I somehow managed to get a cherry red energy drink out of her whilst I intended to borrow it from the shop, which I'd got away with a couple of times. It was quite embarrassing. And, you know, when we're subject to these higher powers, we've got debts to pay and all of this. In the cycle of borrowing, it can seem like we're actually ahead. Well, I'm not. I'm grateful that we also have the opportunity to advance the kingdom. And I think that's why it says you can't have two masters, because you can be paralyzed by a narrative of money. But I need to make it naturally at that. I get enough as it is. I get benefits and I get wages. I get mileage. I'm probably, these spare times in the day, more than capable of making money doing jobs. Be praised, O God, because this is your place. And sometimes we learn the lessons after we've done the test. Sometimes, I think this is what the Hindus say, Jesus' name, test first, lessons after. How does that make sense? Well, the world is backwards. And, you know, I've asked for wisdom, I asked for it again. I can't deny the fact that it's actually really an exciting concept to be able to save money. And I think that's where we're at, including yourself. Be inspired. You may have nothing in the bank. You may be, even now, my prayer, an ex-starving artist. You've got your arts, but unfortunately, in a world where people just want to get stuck in, we have other things of which to think. May your inspiration be shod with joy. May your capacity and your brain be rested. And might your opportunities abound in that setting of silence from which you pounce upon. I bid your greatness today in Jesus' name. I'm going to psych myself up for ways I know that I can go. It's a bit miserable outside today, weather-wise. But we are to be the lights that shine. God bless you guys.